Blog Talk Radio.
Attention! Army wives, fall in!
You're tuned to the Internet Talk Radio Show designed specifically for Army Wives. Our life, our family, our soldier.
Brought to you by the Army Wife Network. Interactive empowerment for Army Wives. It's Army Wife Talk Radio. Up-to-the-minute information is right here with special reports, stories, interviews, and more.
Now reporting for duty, your host, the AWN Corps Team.
Hello out there, Army families, and welcome to Army Wife Talk Radio. We are the Internet podcast designed specifically for you. Our Army Wife Network Corps Team put it all together for you, and this is show 528. I'm your host, who's been long lost and not on the switchboard for so long I had to remember how to work it, Tara Crooks. I was like, hey, man, welcome back.
Looks a little different, too. I remember when I hadn't been on it for a while, and then I logged in, and I was like, whoa, wait a minute.
Me too. It was like, do you want Wi-Fi or Hi-Fi or Lo-Fi? I was like, I just want the switchboard. I don't know. Too many questions. Oh, goodness.
And hello, everyone. I am your co-host for this evening, along with Tara Crooks, Janet McIntosh here. Today is Monday, August 24th, 2015, and we are so very glad that you are here to hang out with us. We hope you're here with us every Monday night that we're on.
Hey, and you know what? We're about to round the corner. Well, first of all, it's great to hear your voice and actually, you know, get to, I feel like this summer has just been everybody kind of doing their own thing, so we're all been off. It's, you know, in 8 years, 9 years, almost we're on our 10th season, so 10 years of doing this, we've never had a summer where we did alternate weeks off. And so we took this summer, the team was small, and we're like, you know what we're going to do? We're just going to have some time off, and we're going to kind of chill and do a little summer hiatus because our shows are usually fewer listeners during the summer months, and then all of a sudden, like next month, it'll just go crazy and pick up like nuts. So we decided to kind of take a little hiatus for summer and have a little summer break. We had Janet PCSing and everybody, Corey starting a new job and just all this different stuff going on. And so we were like, you know what, we're going to kind of take a little moment. But I have never had a moment, so it's been really weird, especially if you were on an every other and your every other, one of your every others was an off. So then you were really only around for like one show a month, and it was like, ooh.
Right,
That's weird. So it's been very strange. So I'm really excited to hear your voice, excited to be back. We have a show next week, and then we have September 7th off. And then
right,
we are back full force. Great. Yeah, then we're back full force. And we are off for Labor Day. But other than that, then we're back full force all the way through our Christmas show to round out the fall season. So I'm ready. I'm ready to be back on a schedule. I know you've been back to school. We'll talk about that here in a few minutes. But I've been back to school for a few weeks. Our kids went back to school today. Even my dog was excited to be back on a schedule. I woke up, I said, let's go get the girls. And she was like, really? We get to do that? Like, okay, I've been waiting 3 months for us to get back on this schedule. She's a scheduled dog, though. She likes everything to be on a schedule, and it really bothers her, you know, that we were off schedule. There was no predictability. So speaking of predictability, one thing that is always predictable is that we're always having a good time over here during the show on Army Wife Network. So if you're listening right now to our show, join us in our live Twitter chat. You can follow along at twitter.com/Army Wife Network. We use hashtag Army Wife to participate. And, of course, we have lots to share tonight. We'd love if you tweet with us. It's a lot more fun when there's more people around. So, you know, when you're just talking
right
to yourself, you're like, oh, hey.
We're over there waiting. We're ready to chat. Come join
Where
us.
Where are you?
But, hello, Echo. Tonight's show is brought to you by your AWN Core Team. As Tara said earlier, we put this together each week for you. We are a dedicated group of volunteers that are passionate about empowering you in this military life. You can get to know us through our bios, which you can find on ArmyWifeNetwork.com, or you can follow each of us individually on Twitter as well as following Army Wife Network. You can get a behind-the-scenes look into our Army lives, see that we are just like you.
Yep, maybe even a little bit too much like you. So much so you're like, you guys are a bunch of weirdos. So tonight we have Dr. Michelle Sherman, and you can follow Dr. Michelle at veterantraining.va.gov. And what we're going to talk about tonight is a course called the Parenting Course. It's Twitter at Department, it's DEPT, so DEPT Vet Affairs, DEPTVET Affairs. Yeah, say that three times. Anyway, we're going to tweet that out here in just a second so you'll know what's going on with that. Matter of fact, it's already been tweeted out so you can follow. And the book we're going to talk about is Finding My Way, A Teen's Guide to Living with a Parent Who Has Experienced Trauma. And the website that Dr. Michelle is located at, and the link to that book and everything, is seedsofhopebooks.com. But we will be discussing quite a few things this evening with her. So we've also got the Health Minute following all that up. So not only are we going to be talking about healthy things, and then we're going to follow it with some more healthy things. But before we do that, let's get a healthy dose of, hey, what you been doing lately? I haven't seen, talked to you in so long. You could probably talk for a month now, and I'd be like, oh, really? That's new? I wouldn't know. And I get to see you this month. I'm excited about that.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Well, I guess it's next month, technically. It's still August, isn't it?
Yeah. I know. It doesn't feel like it. It feels like
in
it
a
feels
couple
like
of
August
weeks.
Is like going like full force, man, just flying.
Well, apparently I think
I
it's September,
August.
So.
Yeah, I need August to slow down.
I need August
no,
to slow down, but.
I know, I hear you. But, no, just been, I've been hosting a couple of the shows, so I've been talking about, obviously, I finally got my first teaching position, and I am happy to say that so far I am still loving it.
Don't only 3 weeks in. Yeah, give her some time.
But
just
no,
kidding.
I got the best kiddos, like, ever, and so I look forward every morning
now
to getting to spend
pre-K,
time with them.
Right?
Yes, they are pre-K, so they are all 4 years old. But I do have quite a few that are getting ready to turn five
okay.
between now and
so
January.
So I'm going to be subbing. I'm going to be subbing to help out our school, right? And because
mm-hmm.
why not? I'm already up there anyway, so I might as well be making some money for it. So that's what I decided. And they were like, well, you know, you're already up here. I'm like, yeah, seriously, I am. I might as well be doing craft projects while I'm done. I mean, just kidding. I'm not going to do craft projects, but I might as well be getting paid for it. So they were like, well, you know, really, I mean, you're already here. So I'm going to be doing some subbing. And this is what I told them today. I said, don't you know that the first class that I get will be kindergarten? Just because that will completely and utterly just kill my ADD. I won't even know what to do with that. I hope it's a second
no,
or third grade class.
Now, kindergarten is my favorite. Kindergarten is by far my favorite.
Really? Is it because they're still good and they don't backtalk or anything?
I mean, you'll get a few who will push the buttons. I mean, that's just typical kids. I mean, some push buttons more than others. But they're at that age, though, they're still very much people pleasers. They're still very much, you know, and especially when you're a substitute, you're new. Like, you're something brand new. And so they're more likely to want to please you because you're not the normal. You know what I'm saying? You're something brand new. You're like a new toy.
That's true. And the teachers probably threaten their lives. But other than that.
We always do. But when I was doing the long-term sub at Trip for the kindergartners, and we had a field exercise, and I was out for an entire week. And, you know, I gave the kids a goal, something to work towards to motivate them for that week to behave for their sub. But Miss V, who ended up subbing in there, she was one of our – she subbed all over our school. She was awesome. And the kids absolutely were wonderful for her because she was new. You know, they had a blast with her. So I think you'll do fine. They are still very much people pleasers. They want to – and they're just – the cuteness is just overload. Mm-hmm. Like, they're just too cute. But my
yeah, like
thing
cute.
Was thinking that when I took preschool, I was like, well, they're four. They're almost five. Like, it should be just like kindergarten. And it is so not like kindergarten. Oh, I think a lot of times people don't realize when children are young – the amount that they mature in just a year's time, you know, is
oh, yeah,
absolutely
there's a huge
incredible.
Difference. I was going to say, a huge difference
yeah,
between four and five.
Yeah, there's a huge difference between you once you've grown up, you mature very little between the years. It takes a while. But children, like in a year, they grow and they change so much that their maturity levels just rapidly increase. And so it was very interesting to me to see that difference just between four-year-olds and then, you know, five-year-olds. And so my older fours, the ones that are getting ready to turn five, a lot of their behaviors and a lot of things that they're doing, I can start to see that kindergarten model. You know what I'm saying? You start to see them displaying some of those typical kindergarten behaviors. They're ready for a lot more, a lot quicker than my younger fours, the ones that, like, just turned four this summer and stuff. So,
well, and boy, do I miss that pre-K. We don't have that here. You know, we did have that in Georgia, so... both Chloe, and then we had it in Oklahoma. So both Chloe and Brenna have had an extra year of school on some of these kids here.
Right.
To get through that pre-K program.
Yeah, absolutely.
We don't have that here.
Neither one of my kids had the opportunity to go to pre-K either. You know, with the military moving us around and stuff, neither one of mine had that opportunity either. But I think it's great if your children get the opportunity. It's a great way to, at the very least, not only get them some of the basics in there to make them more prepared for kindergarten, but just to get them used to the environment. You know what I'm saying? To be in a classroom environment and be in that kind of structured, you know,
now,
setting.
Now, is yours a full day?
Oh, yeah. They're with me from 7:30 in the morning all the way to 2:45. All day long. Every
day. You get
day.
That nap time in?
They do still have nap time, and I am grateful for that because, you know, typically
I want
that's
nap time.
Planning time. That's that's for me, though. That's my planning time. But I look at them napping while I'm working, and I'm like, I'm so jealous. I want to nap. I want to lay down.
Right?
But, yeah, they
I'd be like, can we snuggle?
Yeah, it is. And it's so funny because, like, I have this little lamp on my desk because we turn the lights off, and I have this little lamp so that I can continue to, you know, see what I'm doing and work. And I just look at them longingly.
Be like, it's so not fair.
I'm telling you.
Oh, I told somebody, we were talking about that the other day, and I looked at him and I said, you know what I want reinstated? Nap time. I want nap time for adults, like forced
and
nap, you have to.
Like, and what kills me is like when they complain about it, and I'm like, oh, sweetie, someday you're going to wish for this. Someday you
it's
will
totally
want
backwards.
Back.
It is totally backwards. I'm not even kidding. It is totally backwards. So,
yep,
you have in your notes here that you got a visit from Emily. Please tell me more.
I did. I was so excited. My first visitor since we got to Savannah, and I needed it. I really did. I'm a social butterfly, and, you know, I'm meeting people here, but, like, it's mainly, you know, the people that I've been hanging with, the people that I work with, because that's all I've really been doing since I moved here is working. And so Emily came down for her birthday, which is today. So happy birthday, Emily.
Happy birthday.
And so, and so we celebrated down here. We kind of gave her a big birthday weekend. But it was just nice to have a familiar face, to have her here and be able to just chill with my friends.
Hey,
like,
Facebook
cause I, literally,
is supposed
I
to tell me birthdays.
On the weekends, I work some more. So this is like the first weekend, which I still work. Emily will tell you still did some work, but I didn't do as much as I normally did.
I always work. You wouldn't know what to do if you weren't working. You're like me.
I'd love to try, though.
I say this all the time, but let's not lie. I would find something to do. I don't know how to not. Or I would be
I will tell you, you know what would be really cool? I will tell you this. I feel like we didn't have much of a summer because of the PCS. We didn't really go anywhere. We didn't really do anything. And then as soon as we PCS, I went straight back to work. So I wouldn't mind a week to just try.
I wouldn't know what to do.
Oh,
I would probably
gosh.
Find something. But it would be nice to have a week to do something I wanted to do, too. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, exactly. And see, that's what was great about having Emily here because Emily was able to kind of revive me a little bit. She got me out of the house, and we went places.
Yeah, or like go shopping or
exactly.
something off my list that maybe, you know, isn't like immediately having to be done, but is still something that I would like to get done that is something that I care about that, you know, that is important maybe just to me. I was hoping to get that in next week because next week is my birthday, and I'll be 40. Can you even believe that? I'm not old enough to be 40. I'm not old enough to be 40, and my child cannot possibly be a senior, a freshman in high school. I am not quite sure how that happened.
I think I was telling Paula the last time I hosted, I think it was with Paula, and I was telling her that a friend of mine posted on Facebook about her daughter is a freshman as well, just like your daughter. And I had her in my kindergarten class when I worked in
Not cool.
Yeah, I was like, as soon as she posted it, I was like, she's a what? What? No. No, she was 5 like yesterday. Like, no. There's no way. That moment was like, oh my gosh, like incredibly, incredibly made me feel like old as dirt.
It's not fair. It's not right, and it's not fair, and I will have it removed. I told her, I was like, I cannot believe that you were, I cried. I cried on her. I cried when she rounded the courtship freshman day on Friday, and I was good. I'm scared. I won't lie, because that school is huge, and I cried. When she rounded the corner, she was like, bye, Mom, I'm going to go get on the bus. And she rounded the corner of the bus, and I was like, Chloe's like, why are you crying? Why are you sad, Mom? Why are you sad that Corbin is going to school? And she was just so confident. And then I knew she was so nervous, but she was just so confident, quiet confidence. And I thought, that is my kid right there. Like, on the outside, she looked like, bring it. And on the inside, like, I knew how she felt. And so, of course, I was crying because I was nervous for her, because I know how that feels, like, to be so confident on the outside, but be shaking in your boots on the inside. And I just, bless her heart, 2 hours into school, they called and they're like, can you come up here and bring her inhaler? And I said, I don't think she needs her inhaler. She's probably having an anxiety attack. Bless her heart. She is her mother's child. And they were like, well, she says that she might need her inhaler because she's having a hard time breathing. And I'm like, have you checked her oxygen level? Like, she doesn't need her inhaler. Like, she's not. I said, that's, she has exercise-induced asthma. She's been running the halls, and I don't know it. Or, like, what is she? I said, I'll be there in a minute. Bless her heart. And I got up there, and she was just like, Mom, I just didn't know what to do. I don't feel right. And I'm like, yep, panic attack, because she, it's just too much. But she's a good kid. She got it together. I told her, she goes, but I thought I was fine. And I'm like, that's the way it always happens. You always think that you're fine. And that's when your body decides to respond to the stress, you know, even under whatever. So I felt really bad for her. But she went back today. She stayed, obviously, and said as soon as she saw me, it was all okay. And I gave her a hug, and I sent her back to class. And all was well. And then back today, she was nervous again. But she made it just fine, and she came home this afternoon and told me about how wonderful it was. So we're in good business. Chloe, of course, third grade, got a male teacher, nervous about that, said he's absolutely hilarious, loves him to pieces, popped out of the car. Bye, Mom. See you later. So she's back to business. She needed her friends back, I think. So she was very upset with me. I showed up to school 10 minutes after school was over at the gazebo next to the school to pick her up, and she was upset with me because I was too early and I needed to come 15 minutes later tomorrow because she needed time to play. All right, kid, whatever you say. She cracks me up. Anyhow, so yeah, kids getting back into routine, and a big Balloon Fest weekend here last weekend, and we've got a huge event coming up this weekend, and then for September on my lineup, I have the Field Exercise Fort Riley, which we're going to talk about. Registration opens next Monday, and you've probably seen it on Facebook, so make sure that you're sharing it if you have. And then I am coming straight back from the field exercise to turn right back around. Thank God for mother-in-laws who come down and watch your kids. And going to USAA to do a speaking engagement for them. So then hopefully we're going to be, it's going to be Halloween and Christmas and Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas before we know it. Lots going on. But anyhow, that's randomness for and catching up. I'm glad that we got to do that. But we need to do our AWN happenings, because even though we were on summer hiatus, life continued to move on. No, we've done, I have to say, I honestly think you could probably agree with this, that we've done a really good job of keeping up, even though we've been on summer hiatus, kind of doing things on our own. And I don't think that anybody would have known, other than the radio show not being on, except for the other week, that anybody, you know, was gone or PCS or anything. Everything just pretty much rolled around here. And that's because we have such a fabulous team and a great team of bloggers, too, and just really, really impressed with how well we've been doing even during the quiet time. So here are some hot topics and what was happening at AWN. If I can get the commercial to play for you. Apparently not. There we go.
Army Wives, it's not your grandma's army anymore.
The military, in this day and age, plays a whole different tune. Army Wife Network is listening. We are interactive empowerment for Army Wives. A network of Army Wives band together by the power of social media. Army Wives supporting each other by utilizing the array of resources available from military and civilian-led support systems. Here's what's going on at Army Wife Network this week.
At ease and check it out.
Alrighty, so did you guys read retired general, well, retiring, I guess retired now, General Odierno's, it was his retirement speech, actually, and so they've written it down. His quote was, "She sacrificed her entire life for me. I can never repay her." After 39 years of service to this country, Army Chief of Staff General Ray Odierno retired on Friday, thanking all military spouses and especially his wife, Linda, for helping us to, quote, make a better Army. In addition to praising Linda's selfless service, Odierno noted that she attended more than 500 memorial services for fallen heroes over the years. And this article is from CNSnews.com, but of course it was already in the Army Times and everything else all over. What a touching speech. And just, wow. It was really, really nice. I don't know. I'm assuming that you read it too. Oh, you know what? Where'd you go? Here you are.
Up all over.
There you are.
Yeah, I'm here. I saw all over social media too, and I think it just touched the military spouse community to have them, you know, openly say that she's surprised for that and the military. And I just think
Miss Janet, you're breaking up really bad. Yeah, you're breaking up real bad.
Can you hear me?
Now I can, yeah.
So I think it just touched the community, the military spouse community, to hear someone kind of say that out loud, you know, that it is a huge sacrifice that they make to support their soldiers and to support the military.
I agree. You know, I don't know that I agree with toughest job in the Army type things or anything. I mean, I understand why people say it. I don't
know. No,
it's just
having somebody, you know, just say out loud.
But
you know, we are
but how nice
right
to not only have your spouse recognize that, or, you know, not only be recognized,
right,
but have your spouse recognize that. And it wasn't
exactly
just the basic, thanks, honey, for being with me. You know, I don't know how you put up with this, blah, 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 blah. Like, it was a true, listen, y'all, do you know the amount of things that she's done, even in my absence and not for a paycheck? You know?
Exactly.
And so I think many.
In position.
Oh, yeah. Oh, anybody who can, seriously, I would challenge. I would go to the mat for that. Anybody who thinks that somebody like her is not in a position that is a job is nuts, okay? You may want to say, oh, the Army doesn't pay me. I don't have a job, blah, 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 blah. But there is a layer of expectations that is put on you, whether you want them or not, whether you accept them or not, whether you agree to them or not, is irrelevant. They are still there. And
exactly.
And I would argue that until the cows came home. So, like I said, you don't have to do it, but there is that expectation. And what a wonderful tribute, I think. So you guys can go visit the link on Twitter and read that if you haven't read it already. It was awesome.
And then over on AWN this week, we've been doing a lot of stuff, getting everybody ready for back to school, and we've been sharing some of the work of our experienced bloggers. But this one is actually from the AWN core team, Paula. She wrote, actually reminds us of the 5 must-dos to be ready for back to school. If you want to go over and check it out, we have shared the link in Twitter, so you can take a look at that. And we'd love for you to share with us some of your back-to-school must-dos. What are some of your tips, hacks, tricks, things that make this time a little less stressful?
Yeah. What are they? I just replied to your tweet when you said who had kids heading back to school and wasn't emotional. I wrote back, yeah, I was emotionally excited. I love my children. I love my school. I was very excited for them to go back because I had, 6 hours of uninterrupted
work time
today. Yeah, I got more done today than I have most of summer.
Absolutely. So, yeah. I hear you.
So, yes, I was. You know, I actually have been putting everybody to sleep at night. You know, Kev goes to bed at like 9:30, 10. And somebody said the other night, what in the world? You know, you don't go to bed till like 12:30. And I said, between the hours of 9:30 and 12:30 is the 3 hours. Like, I haven't watched TV in so long, I can't even tell you what's on television. Because that is 3 hours that I can, like, totally focus. No one bothers me. It's nice and quiet. And I just find 12:30 to 6:30 is plenty of sleep. So, maybe.
Maybe.
So far it is. 12:30, 1:30 to 6:30 is pushing it. But as long as I'm in bed by midnight, I'm in good shape. So, all right. So if you follow us on Facebook and you follow us on Twitter, do you follow us on Instagram? Almost 1,500 of you do. I'm excited about that. Come join in the fun. We've got things like hashtag War Wednesday over there. A recent graphic was, sometimes I feel like just throwing in the towel, but then there'd be more laundry to do. Oh, yeah. Well, it had a whole ton of likes and shares, including myself. And I really, really, really am proud of how fast our Instagram has been, our fans over on Instagram have been growing. And I have to give huge mad props to Cheryl Edenfield, who does all of our graphics, and because she rocks that. And why else would you follow Instagram except for graphics? And she does a really good job on that.
Yeah, she does.
Yes,
she knocks
those
out of the park. She's very talented.
All right. So now we got to have a PSA, eh? Yeah, so we can get on with this.
Yeah,
jazz.
Let's do it. Last but not least, guys, you know it's public service announcement time. Do you or your business have a military-related PSA? We do limit them to one per show, and we also ask that you send them 10 days in advance to info@armywifenetwork.com. This week, the Muscle Milk brand launches limited edition military-inspired bottle to benefit Hope for the Warriors. Cytosport Incorporated, the parent company to the Muscle Milk brand, has teamed up with Hope for the Warriors to launch a limited edition ready-to-drink bottle to honor those who have served our country through military service. Cytosport Incorporated will donate a portion of sales from each bottle to Hope for the Warriors, a national nonprofit dedicated to restoring a sense of self, restoring the family unit, and restoring hope for our service members and our military families. The limited edition bottles are available on military bases around the country and will hit shelves on American military bases overseas later this month. The shakes are available in 14-ounce bottles and chocolate flavor and contain 25 grams of protein to help aid muscle recovery. As part of the partnership, the Muscle Milk brand will provide products at the finish line for select Hope for the Warriors races and sporting events. Cytosport Incorporated employees also compiled and donated 500 recovery packs with workout gear, shaker bottles, and powder packets to provide to veterans training through the Hope for the Warriors programs. For more information on Hope for the Warriors, you can visit their website at www.hopeforthewarriors.org. That's it for our PSA this week. Coming up next after these quick commercial breaks is AWN's own News 6 Corey bringing you all your need-to-know news stories. We'll be right back.
While defending our nation, your active duty service member can protect their family smiles with the TRICARE Dental Program, TDP. It's dental protection that's deserved. This dedicated military service entitles spouses and or children and members of the National Guard or Reserve and their families to comprehensive dental coverage. Plus, money can be saved. We offer competitively priced monthly premiums for an individual depending on sponsor status, with little or no cost shares on many dental services. But don't forget, TRICARE dental coverage requires enrollment. TRICARE medical program options do not include TRICARE dental coverage. Call 1-855-MET-TDP1 or visit us online at www.tricare.mil/TDP for more details so your family smiles are protected and you can start saving money today. Are you looking to reach military families worldwide? Do you have a product or service to offer our listeners? Advertise with the Army Wife Network. AWN has many advertising options specifically designed to reach our military families. Visit ArmyWifeNetwork.com for details. It's time for the AWTR Live News 6 Report.
Our life, our family, our soldier, news you can use.
Now, with our headlines, it's our own AWN News 6.
Good evening, Army Corps. This is your News 6, Corey, bringing you all your need-to-know news. South Carolina's governor opposes moving Guantanamo Bay detainees to her state. South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley said Thursday that she will fight to have any plans to move Guantanamo Bay detainees to a naval brig outside Charleston. The U.S. Defense Department has said it's reviewing the brig in Hanahan and a military prison at Fort Leavenworth in Kansas as possible relocation sites. Other civilian state sites are reportedly under consideration for detainees. Haley joins the state's two Republican U.S. senators and Republican congressmen in opposing moving the detainees to a site just outside one of South Carolina's biggest cities. "We are absolutely drawing a line that we are not going to allow any terrorists to come into South Carolina," Haley told reporters on Thursday. "We're not going to allow that kind of threat. We're not going to allow that kind of character to come in." President Obama has pledged to close Guantanamo Bay detention camp since his 2008 election. His administration hopes to shut down the prison before Obama leaves office next year, but they have faced congressional opposition to bringing the detainees into the United States. Some lawmakers, including Haley and Representative Mark Sanford of South Carolina, have said that the president's push to close the detention camp violates a federal law meant to keep the detainees out of the country. Haley said Pentagon officials will come to Hanahan to review the facilities there before the end of the month, although no official date has yet been set. Commander Gary Ross, a Defense Department spokesman, declined to discuss the specific criteria the Pentagon will use to make a decision on a new detention site. And commissary reformers are considering repealing the cost-plus 5% pricing. Defense officials are considering asking Congress to repeal a law that commissaries must sell products at cost plus 5%, a formula that for decades has ensured commissary shoppers everywhere pay the same prices. Officials have drafted a replacement formula that would allow prices to vary from store to store to meet a new twin goal, reducing taxpayer support for commissaries while maintaining savings for patrons. Variable pricing would seek to keep savings consistent across the commissary system by pegging local commissary prices for a market basket of goods at some percentage level below the prices of lowest-priced competitors nearby, such as Walmart. Critics of the plan, including suppliers and manufacturers of
Okay, guys, sounds like we've lost Corey. Her call has been dropped, so please hold for just a second, and we'll be right back with the rest of that news.
For more than 140 years, the Armed Services YMCA has provided educational, recreational, and other support services to military families. The Armed Services YMCA takes care of the military so they can take care of us. This is General Norman Schwarzkopf. To find out how you can help support America's military families, visit asymca.org or call 1-800-597-1260.
All right, guys, Janet's back, and she's got the rest of your news for you. You got it?
I am here, guys. Unfortunately, technology gets us sometimes, but we're going to finish up these stories for you. Let me get to where she was.
Sorry about that. Well, at first I thought she was, like, just pausing for something, and then I'm like, oh, nope, she's gone. And then I saw her call drop. I'm like, oh, no.
All right. So Congress, they've asked Congress to repeal a law that commissaries must sell products at cost plus 5%. This is a formula that for decades has ensured that commissary shoppers everywhere pay the same prices. Officials have drafted a replacement formula that would allow prices to vary from store to store to meet a new twin goal, reducing taxpayer support for commissaries while maintaining savings for patrons. Variable pricing would seek to keep savings consistent across the commissary system by pegging local commissary prices for a market basket of goods at some target percentage level below prices of lowest price competitors nearby, such as like Walmart stores. Critics of the plan, including suppliers and manufacturers of commissary products, say it would cut shopper savings overall and hit particularly hard those patrons who live in high-cost areas of the country. Defense officials contend, however, that through variable pricing, shopper savings can be preserved and stores can operate with business-like efficiency. That, in turn, would allow cuts in the $1.4 billion annual appropriation of the Defense Commissary Agency. Our final story for tonight, healthy food options may be coming to an atheist food court near you. More healthy food choices are coming to some Army and Air Force installations with the addition of Fresh Food Studio Restaurants. Freshens offers healthy, fresh prepared to order items such as crepes, salads, rice bowls, and smoothies. Army and Air Force Exchange officials are still finalizing the number of locations and opening dates, but the plan is to open at least 4 Freshens locations within a year. Offering a variety of choices is important, and restaurants such as Freshens bring several new healthy options to the table, Nalan Howard, AFI's restaurant program planner, said in an announcement. In 2014, defense officials expressed concern about the comparative scarcity of healthy food choices on military installations and announced a comprehensive study of dining facilities, fast food, and vending machine options. That's all the news for this week. Stay tuned to the Army Wife Network's Facebook page and our Twitter page for updates throughout the week. This is your News 6, signing out.
You're listening to Army Wife Talk Radio live here on the Army Wife Network. Our live show is broadcast every Monday night. Join us in our live chat room at blogtalkradio.com/AWTR. Missed the live show or just can't make it? Don't worry. AWTR is available in archived format 24/7 via our website, www.armywifenetwork.com, or on iTunes. It's interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives. Now, back to the show.
All right, guys, welcome back to Army Wife Talk Radio. I'm your host, Tara Crooks.
And I'm your Janet. Host, Janet.
There she is.
I'm here.
And how did I lose
know,
you,
you're
too?
Like, please don't, Janet, don't. And I'm your co-host, Janet McIntosh. Tonight, we are so excited to have with us Dr. Michelle D. Sherman, Ph.D., a licensed clinical psychologist and a nationally recognized expert on the effects of trauma and mental illness on the family. After directing the Family Mental Health Program at the Oklahoma City VA Medical Center for 16 years, she is now a research scientist in Minnesota. She graduated from the University of Vietnam and later earned her doctoral degree in clinical psychology from the University of Missouri at Columbia.
All right, so I was waiting for it to say, first of all, you know that I'm from Missouri, so that was pretty exciting to hear that. And then it said, after 16 years at the Oklahoma City VA, Dr. Michelle has gone completely crazy. No, I'm just teasing you. Oh, my goodness. Dr. Michelle Sherman has worked extensively with families dealing with a range of traumatic experiences, including military combat, domestic violence, and sexual assault. She has co-chaired the American Psychological Association's Presidential Task Force on Military Deployment Services for Youth, Families, and Service Members, and she isn't crazy, and that's probably why, and is a fellow of the APA Division 43 Society of Family Psychology. In her personal life, she writes books for military teens, including Finding My Way, A Teen's Guide to Living with a Parent Who's Experienced Trauma. Tonight, she's here to share with us the Department of Veteran Affairs Parenting for Service Members and Veterans course, which is very interesting, and a new program that they've got over there. Welcome to the show. Dr. Sherman, are you there?
Thank you so much. Yes, good evening. I'm here.
Yay.
Thanks so much for the invitation.
Oh, well, you're welcome, and we're excited. I was just teasing you. I don't really think you're crazy.
I don't miss the Oklahoma summers, the 30, 40 consecutive days of 100-degree heat. So,
I'm
not a huge fan of the winters, but...
You know, we spend a lot of time in Lawton because we're field artillery, so... Oklahoma City,
yeah.
VA Medical Center. I was thinking, you know, you might be like, oh, 16 years. But Oklahoma Heat, it's all good. It's all good.
Yes,
but we're really excited to have you here.
Good to be home. Thank you. I'm excited to be here. I appreciate it. I was with you a couple years ago before, so I was looking forward to being back with you again tonight.
You sound familiar. That was kind of cool. I'm glad you said that. I'm like, man, her name sounds familiar. Her voice sounds familiar. So tell us briefly a little bit about yourself. Where are you calling from tonight? Are you Oklahoma?
No, I moved back to Minnesota. I grew up here,
Minnesota.
And after 25 years, decided to come back home. So, yeah, I'm up here in Minnesota now, and unfortunately, it feels like fall is already hitting us. It was like in the 60s today, so hopefully we have a bit of summer left. But, yep, I'm up in Minnesota, and as you said, I've been in the VA system for about 18 years, and now I'm some at the VA doing some consulting work, but primarily at the University of
Good
Minnesota
stuff.
And continue to do a variety of things.
All
yes,
right.
I
okay.
still work with the Military Child Education Coalition, do some work with research on parenting issues with veterans, so a number of different things. But I'm excited to talk tonight about this parenting course.
Well, I was going to say, it sounds like it's your passion, and I always love to talk to people about their passions. I think that's fun. So, all right, so tell us why the Department of Veteran Affairs Parenting for Service Members and Veterans course, that's the official, we're going to call it parenting for short. But that's the official
Perfect.
Title of that. Okay. So why was that created?
Well, you know, several years ago, the DOD and the VA decided to partner on a number of initiatives or projects. And this was one that they selected, actually, as a high-priority topic, really looking at the issue of parenting. And so they really were somewhat proactive in recognizing that returning for deployment is really a major adjustment for everybody. You all are obviously the experts in living that, but it's not just the service members, it's not just the veterans, but it's really also their families. And with a growing awareness through caring and providing service for veterans and their families, as well as for the research that truly is emerging, that there's a growing awareness that there's some unique challenges that military parents and children face. And so the goal of this online free course is to really help their parents in a number of ways, but it's helping them talk to their kids about deployment, help them reconnect upon homecoming, and to create something that's really accessible to folks. It's anonymous, so people don't have to worry about stigma and things of that nature, and with it being free online 24/7, it's really convenient for busy parents. So it's not intended to be a replacement for therapy or things, but really is an accessible forum for education and support.
Well, I'm always excited to learn about new programs, especially ones that offer services for our military families and, like you were saying, a course like this for parents. Can you give us and our listeners a brief overview of the course and what all it entails?
Sure, you bet. It is really a course that provides practical skills and tools. You know, it's not really theory up in the air sort of esoteric stuff. It really is in the here and now. I'm having a really hard time with my three-year-old who is really upset with tantruming, or I don't know what to do with my teenager who's hitting the whole puberty thing, or, you know, my teenager won't talk to my deployed partner or husband who's just returning. It's really practical. And so it provides skills to be able to use in daily life to strengthen family functioning. There are six modules. And we created the course to be pretty accessible, so you don't have to go through like 1, 2, 3. You just pick and choose, you know, whatever interests you. And the main topics include helping families with homecoming, improving communication, understanding and coping with problem behaviors, and helping kids and parents communicate and cope with some of the challenges during this time. What's kind of cool about it is that as opposed to some of the boring online courses that are out there with just lots of information, a huge amount of work, honestly, was put into this to make it very interactive. So there are games, there are quizzes, there are worksheets. And honestly, one of my favorite parts of the course is that there are videos from actual military families who are talking about their personal experience, who opened up their homes, their lives, their hearts, to share their experiences. And so it really makes it more heartfelt and just all sorts of data. And I mean, I'm a researcher, so I like sorts of data and numbers. And you know, there's a tad bit of that, but it really is much more accessible to families with the experience from their family. And the collaborators, the coordinators, really worked hard to pull together a group of some real experts on military parenting from across the country who we worked, honestly, for over a year on creating this. And so it was a true team effort. And so combining that with the real families who've lived the experience, it's really based on the best research for what is effective. And just to make sure, I be sure to explain that the website, again, is totally free and online. And the website is veterantraining.va.gov. And you don't have to register or log in or anything. You just go to the homepage and get started. Again, that's veterantraining.va.gov. So in a nutshell, that's what it is, really user-guided, user-driven, based on the best research knowledge, and really can't beat military families themselves sharing their experiences.
Well, you're definitely true about that. I think that we learn the most from each other, and so a great forum.
Totally.
To definitely put that there.
Yeah.
So the course talks about a lot of different challenges, and obviously we talked about your book, Finding My Way, A Parent Who Has Experienced Trauma. We talk about deployment a lot. Does the course talk about those challenges and really maybe go a little bit more into reintegration? I found that when my children, leaving was hard, but coming home was even harder. So do they talk about what might happen when your deployed parent comes home?
Most definitely. And we really strive to make it developmentally appropriate, meaning, you know, how a two-year-old is going to be a heck of a lot different from a preteen from an 18-year-old. And so we talk about the feelings and emotions and behaviors that really both kids and parents might experience after deployment. And, you know, as we all well know, for many families, deployment reintegration was quite some time ago. And so you may think, well, this is, you know, becoming less timely. Well, actually, that's not the truth, because so many of these skills and ideas, be it communicating, solving problems, dealing with children's behavior, that really spans even if your loved one got home, you know, last month or 5 years ago. It really does apply to a variety of situations. So, yes, they really do talk about a variety of situations. There are, most of them, honestly, are global to a wide range of military family situations, but there are some specific to parental injury, to parental PTSD, to specific situations like that, but it really does help everybody in the family in terms of communicating and reconnecting after deployment.
Now, 1 minute, jump in. I want to jump in. Hold on, Jan, I'm going to jump in on you. Sorry, I didn't mean to throw a wrench in you. I mean, she's like, I'm ready to go, and I'm asking a question. I talked about my parents having a hard, or my parents, my kids having a hard time when my husband returned back home, and I think that might kind of play into, you know, when Kevin left, you know, he's usually the person in charge, and then mom becomes in charge, and then even to this day, Chloe, my little one, will ask me things first, and I will say, did you ask your dad? And she'll say, no, you know, or she'll ask him, and if he says no and she thinks the answer should be yes, she comes. I mean, but, and I know most all kids do that, and everybody's like, well, yeah, whatever, that's just part of being a kid. But I think it's definitely worse because he was not here for so long. She got so used to depending just on mama. Does that course address that, and can it help with that? That kind of ties into what we were talking about.
I mean,
sorry, I didn't mean to, like,
you're so articulate. Excuse me, Elia, it's so articulate. I think that's so true, is that these kids really do kind of become to single-parent families while the one parent is gone, and so they do turn to and rely on that parent. And so then for the parent that's returning, it's like, what the heck, where do I fit? What's my role here? You know, what is my relationship with my child? Where am I, what control do I have, or how can I reconnect with that parent? And so I think it is confusing for the kids. And as you said, I think that does happen in all families, but certainly we talk about renegotiating roles, be it the marital or intimate relationship, the parent-child relationship. And so, yeah, it really does talk about figuring that out. And that's part of the module on communication in terms of with the parents and the children. And part of it is the taking time, really, that it does take to reestablish relationships. Because, you know, as you all well know, not just the service member changes. The parent, other parent changes. The children change in lots of ways. And so it does take time. And so, yes, I think that's a theme, honestly, that I'd say is emphasized throughout the course, is the taking time to reestablish roles and relationships that, you know, it's not something that happens overnight. Even in the first month or so, it can take many months to reestablish and reconnect. So, yeah, that's an important theme.
Now, Dr. Sherman, what I was going to ask you about, many of our military families are preparing for back to school. It's a really hectic time for a lot of families during this time, trying to get people back on schedule and things like that. Some may be moving or living in different cities, and a lot of our children are starting new schools. Can the parenting course help with helping families manage these kinds of stressors?
Oh, definitely. There's a whole section on in the course about managing stress, and we know that this time of year it can be really busy and not a lot of downtime, and it can be easy for parents to neglect their own needs, be it, you know, getting to their own regular doctor appointments or, you know, their own exercise or spiritual practices or whatever. It can be easy to do that. So the course has several tips for helping them to relax and to de-stress, and even how to switch gears from home and work. The other part I totally want to mention, you guys, is that there is a corresponding mobile app. It's called Parenting To Go, and it's free. It's available in the Apple App Store. And this can be used, you know, in conjunction with or just independently of the parenting course. And it really kind of, in this time when you maybe don't have time to pull up the website or you really need a quick bit of support and dealing with the disciplinary issues or a parenting stress issue, this is something that can be really accessible in your pocket or purse, is on the go sort of thing in your day-to-day life, helping parents in those times at this high stress. So, yeah, both the course and the mobile app really can be useful, particularly during times of high stress.
That's definitely a time of high stress when you're returning from deployment. You're like, oh, it's supposed to be all sunshine
yes,
and rainbows,
sure.
And you're all like, suck your sunshine. Oh, yes. For about 5 days, you're like, this is awesome. And then you're like, why can't I find my husband? The expectations have changed. He needs to do his laundry. Why are my children?
Yeah.
I like that the expectations have changed.
I just want to know that I am normal. I love my husband to the moon and back, but reintegration is definitely an adjustment.
Oh, yeah.
That is for sure.
Totally.
Okay.
Oh, all totally. Right,
so
yeah, and it's not overnight.
Let's talk about discipline in general. This has nothing actually to do even with deployment. My discipline style, my husband's discipline style, hello, sun, hello, moon, hello, night, hello, day. He always looks at me and he goes, I'll handle it if you want me to handle it, but I don't think you want me to handle it, so do you want this handled? I'm like, what's that supposed to mean? He's like, you get mad when I get all, and he's right, he's very strict, and I'm like, come on, pick your battles, dude, you know, but then he's like, is this one you want me to pick?
Yeah.
So let's talk about discipline. It can be a big issue with parents, and as an Army spouse, sometimes you're torn because you've got this military-style strict discipline. I mean, I'll tell you what, the military has absolutely taught me. Okay, so I'm in a civilian neighborhood, been for 2 years.
Okay.
I looked over at somebody and I said, I found myself speaking military again, right? And I just looked, I'm like, because I guess you just don't understand. I was like, in the military, when they give us a rule, like, you follow the rule. There is no like, well, you they say don't do this, okay? You don't do it. There's no, and then there's someone who's standing there going, you're not going to do this. See, in the civilian world, it's like they go, here's the rules, and then they're like, well, you know, the rules don't apply to me. And it's stupid stuff, like car lines. And, you know, like lines. It usually has to do with standing in line, believe it or not, that I get the most frustrated because I'm like, why can't you people form a line? Because that's all we do in the military is form lines. And I don't understand how come the rest of the world can't just form a line. And so, you know, when it comes to discipline, we're very formative. I mean, we know we like rules, and our spouses especially can be a lot more strict in their discipline. So can taking this course kind of help us understand both sides of that?
Oh, yeah. I think that is such a challenge in military-civilian relationships, and that truly, in some respects, that kind of authoritarian style of leadership or disciplinary is one that really is espoused or used by the military and is what, at times, they do then take over into their family life. And be it in a marriage, intimate relationship, or parenting, doesn't work very well. And so some of the spouses I talk to try to kind of compensate by perhaps being even more the lenient or gentle one, and then that can cause kind of marital problems. So, yeah, all these things can certainly be challenges. And the course really isn't focused on necessarily kind of marital stuff, but I think in terms of talking about finding out what works best for children, and that can hopefully help some of our service members think through their approaches that they are using, and really realizing that children respond best out of respect for their parents, not fear.
Yeah.
So if you're coming from a place of, I need to do this because I'm going to get in trouble or your mom or dad's going to yell at me, you know, that'll work,
for
a short period of time usually, but isn't the long-term solution and isn't the kind of relationship we typically want to foster. So really helping their kids feel loved and supported and accountable for their behavior, but more of a positive disciplinary sort of approach rather than a fear-based one.
Well, I think
so
there's somewhere in between.
That we try to share.
Yeah, I was going to say somewhere
sure.
In between maybe the two. Maybe somewhere
totally
between
agree.
That sun and moon, night and dark. I don't know, but
okay. And some of that is good. The discipline, the order, the structure. I mean, those are all really good things for kids. So we don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater either.
Right. That's true. No baby out. That's right. You got to keep it all together. All right. Well, hey, I want to talk more about
the
course.
So appreciate the good things.
True. Take all those. I do like rules. I love that he is very structured. I should make sure that you guys understand I'm not talking bad about my spouse. I love him to pieces. He thinks I'm too easy on people. I say pick your battles, you know. The other day it was about hair color, and I was like, her hair is red. She's not smoking pot. She did not get a tattoo. Like, her hair is red. It's hair, you know.
And in the scheme of things, yeah, exactly. It'll change.
Right? But he was like, man, why
is it that
like
important?
That? I'm like, well, I mean, it could be so much worse, so we're not going to. Anyhow, so yes.
And is it worth
it? In his world.
Yeah.
In his world, hair is blonde, brown, or black, you know, so yes. Okay. So anyhow, we do have to kind of learn those compromises. And I think learning how each other parents and knowing how to kind of find that compromise is a good thing. So
sure.
I want to
and
talk
respect
more about
each other, that you both bring strengths. Yeah, exactly.
Yes, we do. Absolutely. You're right about that. Absolutely. Because there are times that I look over and I'm just like, you got this one. Like, this is out of my league.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I want to tell people how to do the course and everything, but we got to take a quick break and get our health minute in here. We're about to wrap up, but I want to.
Okay.
I got a few more questions for you, so stay on the line for just a second, and we'll be right back. Sound good?
Okie doke. Thanks. Sounds good.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abdullah on behalf of the Army Surgeon General, and this is your Army Medicine Be As Healthy As You Can Be Health Minute. August is Immunization Awareness Month. Vaccines have greatly reduced infectious diseases that once routinely killed or harmed many people. Nonetheless, the viruses and bacteria that cause vaccine-preventable diseases continue to circulate and pose a risk to people who have not been immunized. Every year, thousands of Americans suffer health problems from diseases that can be prevented by immunizations. It is important to know that all vaccines used in the U.S. require extensive safety testing before they are licensed by the Food and Drug Administration, and vaccines are not just for kids. Adult immunization is critical in order to help protect you and your family from infectious diseases. Please consult your healthcare provider to discuss any immunizations you or your child may need. Families must work together to protect the entire community, especially infants and people with health issues who are unable to be vaccinated. For more information, visit www.armymedicine.mil. Army Medicine is serving to heal and honored to serve.
Want more? ArmyWifeNetwork.com offers discussion boards, military family resources, Loving a Soldier blog, and much, much more. Tell your friends about AWN with our interactive tools. Visit us online at ArmyWifeNetwork.com. ArmyWifeNetwork.com. Interactive empowerment for Army wives.
All right. right, guys, welcome back to the show. We're talking with Dr. Michelle Sherman, a licensed clinical psychologist and nationally recognized expert on the effects of trauma and mental illness on families. Before we went to break, we were talking in depth about parenting, which, I've got to read the whole thing. We're calling it parenting for short, and it is the Department of Veterans Affairs Parenting for Service Members and Veterans course. Okay, that's important for you to know because this course features veterans and their families that speak candidly about their personal experiences. And they talk about their family during deployment and upon arrival home, and they talk about parenting. And so it's really good that we're learning it from people like us and that it's starting a discussion. And it is an online course. So I want to kind of dig briefly, because we've only got a few minutes left, into how you can get your hands on this course. Before I ask that, though, Dr. Sherman, was it hard to get these people to share their stories?
Actually, no, that you'd think that it might be, but people were really honored, actually. They wanted to help. They really found it a privilege. They opened their homes and their hearts to the researchers and the interviewers to come and talk to them. And so we had one active duty family and one veteran family, and I think the viewers really can relate to them. They aren't perfect families by all means. They're dealing with struggles. They've got strengths. They've got supports. And we're actually really proud of the videos that the video training has won a lot of awards, actually. And so we're really proud it's come together and most importantly, we are hopeful it can really be helpful to families.
Now, Dr. Sherman, besides the veteran videos, we know that the individuals can take the course from any computer at home or wherever is most convenient for them, which I think is terrific. But besides the videos, what other features make parenting make this course, the parenting course, unique? And should it be considered a replacement for getting things like actual counseling or therapy?
Mm-hmm. That's a great question. We really worked hard to make it interesting and engaging, so it's not just reading lots of text, which can be so boring. It's really more hands-on learning. There are a lot of exercises and quizzes, kind of interesting pictures and graphics. And again, you pick and choose what parts interest you. And it is actually really not seen as a replacement for psychotherapy. You know, for some people, it may be a first step. You know, maybe a way that might lead to therapy or counseling. For some people,
right,
it could supplement other treatment. It's really not something that is psychotherapy. It more is a way to learn some tools and skills. That really is helpful, and it does teach research-based skills, but it's really not intended to be a replacement for formal treatment.
Right.
Makes sense. If you're needing something a little bit more formal, then obviously that wouldn't be where you need to be, but I think this is a good course for everybody to go through. So where do we find out more? Where do we go check out the course?
Yep, so the course is all available, and again, it's free anywhere, and it's www.veterantraining.va.gov. And it is,
right,
it actually is a place right on the website for people to give feedback. And so we'd really love, you know, it was created by some of the top researchers and clinicians and real military families. But the audience and the people out there, the users, are really the one that drive it. So if you take it or you refer to someone and you're like, gosh, you really should talk about this, or we really like this, we would love your feedback. And so if it's working for you, if it's not, we'd really be delighted just you to take that moment and click that link to give feedback and let us know what you think about it. And if you like it, help us spread the word. A huge amount of time and resources and people's hearts were put into this, and we really want and so appreciate opportunities such as this to get the word out to families who are actually living this experience. So thank you for this opportunity, and we truly do hope that this free resource can be helpful to families.
Perfect. Well, we love free, and I love, like I said, to talk to people about their passions, and you definitely are passionate about this and think it's a great project.
Yes.
Thanks for spending some time with us this evening.
I appreciate the opportunity. Thanks so much, and thanks to all of you for your service. We truly appreciate it.
All right, guys. Well, thanks again. We appreciate you for listening as well. Join us next week, August 31st, on our show. We're featuring Ken Robbins of Agent Hero Realty, so you're not going to want to miss that interview.
And in the meantime, don't forget that you can always join us over at ArmyWifeNetwork.com, where you can stay connected to resources, information, you can view expert columns, and share your journey with many of our experienced contributors. You can also follow along on any of our social media outlets. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and, of course, don't forget Instagram.
Don't forget it. Interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives. This is your Army Wife Network's core team, and we will see you next week. Have a great week.
The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal. Army Wife Talk Radio is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services, and inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DOD, any local government, or their agencies. Thank you for listening, and be sure to tune in again next week for another informative edition of Army Wife Talk Radio.